My question is on the President Trump brokered peace deal. While it covers the phased withdrawal and also ceasefire, it leaves the questions of Palestinian statehood and the governance in Gaza unresolved. Does the government view this as a credible step towards a genuine two-state solution? And then as a follow-up question to that, I agree with Minister that it may be too early or premature to tell whether this peace plan would be enduring and effective. But if it does lead to peace and stability for both the Israelis and the Palestinian people, and we have to give credit where credit is due, would Singapore nominate or support President Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize?
The 20-point plan, as you have said, is a great achievement. But it is a first and essential step, but not sufficient, to achieving peace, security, development, hope, and even ultimately a two-state solution. Let me come back to the basics of where Singapore stands. Singapore believes the Palestinians have a right to self-determination. Singapore believes there should be a negotiated two-state solution. So our position on that remains unchanged. Does this agreement help? I think this agreement sets the stage where it is possible to imagine a negotiated two-state solution can emerge. But I also want to remind everyone, this has been one of the most intractable conflicts, not just of the last century, but going back a very long time. And whilst we all cheered by the current positive news, I think we should be very realistic and psychologically be prepared that this will be a long and arduous journey.